talking for the last few weeks about prayer. And if you were here a few weeks ago, you would have known that Bruce spoke about the purpose and the power of intercessory prayer. If you haven't listened to that message, you should go back and listen to it because it was very powerful. And then last week, Rosemary spoke about releasing the power of the Holy Spirit through prayer. And she shared some stories about a gentleman named George Mueller and a Carmelite nun named Ruth Burrows. And she shared some stories from their lives about how through their prayer, they released the power of the Holy Spirit. And they both did it in different ways. With George Mueller, you saw a lot of provision on the external. He sits down for dinner one night and there's no food for all the orphans who he has sitting in front of him. And he prays for food and God provides. But then you saw a difference with Ruth Burrows, and a lot of her prayer was very internal, Holy Spirit, change my heart. And so we saw how through prayer, the Holy Spirit could come and release power in our lives. And so it's got me thinking over the last few weeks, caused me to reflect on my own prayer and to ask myself, do I really believe in the power of my prayer? Or do I just do it and I don't really think much about it? So I've had these questions, whether when I actually pray, do I believe that something's going to change? Or when someone asks me to pray for them, do I actually do it for one thing? How often does someone say to you, oh, could you pray for me? You go, yeah. But then you don't do it then, so you think, oh, well, I'll do it later, but then you don't do it later. So it's made me question how often when I say to someone I'm going to pray for them, do I actually then go and pray for them? I've asked myself the question, do I ask others to pray for me? And if I don't, why don't I? Do I ask the Holy Spirit to be released in my prayer? Certainly from last week, that was a challenge for me. So I've had all these questions, and it's led me to really asking this main question that I've been convicted by about my own prayer, and that is, what is the quality of my prayer? Do I have good quality prayer? And what is good prayer? And I'm not just talking about the practicalities of prayer. You know, we may have all heard over time that it's great to have maybe a chair, a prayer chair that you go and sit in every time so you kind of get in the zone, I'm going to pray. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the time of day that you pray. I'm not talking about the types of prayers that you may pray. You know, the other day I was looking after my nieces and nephews while their parents went out for dinner. And I got them dinner, we had lasagna and we sat down at the table, and as we're sitting down, my niece Mackenzie goes, oh, can I say grace? Can I say grace? I'm like, sure, you can say grace. And with full enthusiasm, all four children, loud and proud, start singing grace with about the world, about the heart. There were actions. And then they pray amen. You know, I'm not talking about that kind of, you know, prayer. I'm not talking about the practicalities, whether you sing your grace or whether you say certain words. I'm talking more at what's the core of our prayer? What's at the heart of our prayer when we're praying? When I think of the word quality, I think of a few different things. We might say if we had good quality, we might have good value. Maybe sometimes you see on food something that's stamped with a quality seal of approval. It's good quality. Or you might say something's got good quality because it was good value for money. You might also say it was good quality because it showed a level of excellence. So if I apply that to my prayer, do I say that my prayer is of good quality? Is my prayer valuable? And what I mean by that is, do I believe it has worth? And is my prayer worthy of God? Is my prayer of excellence? Now, whether or not your prayer is good quality is not for me to judge. The only person who can say whether you have good quality prayer is yourself and God, because you know whether you're praying well, and God knows. But what it does take is it takes honest self-reflection about our prayer to think about whether our prayer is good quality. Last night at Mass, Father, in his homily, talked about this is the time of year for us here in Australia where it's tax time. So we look at our taxes, whether or not we have to pay something. We look at our financial status. We do a little self-assessment. And he was saying that in the same way in our own faith life, it's good sometimes to have some self-reflection on our lives to see how are we going. And I took that as a bit of confirmation of what I wanted to share today, because that's what I'd written down, that it's good to do self-reflection on how we're going in our prayer and how we're going in our faith life from time to time, because otherwise we become complacent. It's easy to become complacent. If you think about at the beginning of the year, New Year's, we often make resolutions or goals for the year. How often, just a little while in, few months in, become complacent? Or have you ever cleaned your study? I've done this. Cleaned my study, everything's beautiful, and you say to yourself, every time I take a book out of my study, I'm going to put it back in the same spot. You know, I'm going to keep it clean, I'm going to put it back. But then one day, for some reason, you get a bit tired and you decide, you know what, I'll just put the book on the desk. You know, I'll just leave it there, I'll clean it up tomorrow. And then the next day you come in and maybe get a different book out, like, I'll just put it on the book, on the pile, you know. And before you know it, the pile is big because we become complacent. Maybe you've done it with your wardrobe. I do this. I do like a, you know, cull of all the clothes, give things away. This time I was really great. I decided, you know, sometimes I decide, how do I want to do my wardrobe? Do I want to do t-shirts, long sleeve, like put them all separate? You know, how do I want to do it? This time I decided on colour. So I've done everything black in this drawer, everything white in this drawer, and I've attempted to do that. And you know, it starts out great. There's a beautiful colour palette. But then before you know it, it's just this multicolour, doesn't matter, mishmash. Because we become complacent. And you know, we can do that with our prayer. We can become complacent. And so today, I hope that you are convicted to think about the quality of your prayer. When we become complacent in our prayer, we have bad habits that creep in and we stop ourselves from receiving all that God wants to give us. So I just want to share with you some questions about our own self-reflection that we can go away and do about our prayer. And the biggest question I think that we can ask ourselves about whether or not our prayer is of good quality is my prayer God-honoring? Would you say that your prayer was God-honoring? Now, if you invite someone over to your house for dinner, you usually maybe clean the house, you prepare a meal, and then when they come, you welcome them in. And you have conversation, you're present with them. That's honouring someone. So would you say when you sit down to pray, is your prayer God-honouring? We're having conversation with the creator of the universe. We want to be present to him. There's an element of reverence when we pray, to put time aside for him. Do you recognise who you are praying to? Who you are and who God is? Being present in prayer is something that I often find challenging because I find it easy to get distracted. The other day I was praying and I write out my prayers, and I've got to admit, I had my phone with hoping to get Taylor Swift tickets. So I had my phone here while I was praying, but every time if you jumped on to try and get Taylor Swift tickets, every 10 seconds it refreshes that you're in the queue to tell you that it's happening, because otherwise you don't really know, is it working? Should I try something else? Every 10 seconds, which means every 10 seconds in my prayer, it was like, nope, not in yet. Nope, not in yet, you know? So I can't say that that was very good quality prayer. Another thing I was thinking of the other day is Ronan and I, my husband and I, were sitting on the couch. I was on my phone. We had TV on, I was doing something on my phone, he was asking me something or telling me something about what we're going to do, and at the very end of all, and I'm just going, yep, 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 and at the very end of it, he's like, you don't know what I just said, do you? And I was like, nah, I got no clue, sorry. Because I was there, I was sitting there physically, but I wasn't present to what he was saying. And sometimes, if I'm honest, I'm not present in my prayer. I'm sitting there, but I'm not really focused, I'm a bit distracted. We can ask ourselves, am I box ticking, just getting it done for the day? For someone who likes lists and getting things done, I have to say sometimes my prayer is a little bit like that. Oh, I haven't done it today, better do it. Sorry, am I box ticking? Am I listening and observing? Am I taking time to actually hear what God wants to say to me? Am I doing things differently because of my prayer? Am I changed by it? Am I challenged by what God's saying to me. I think when we're challenged, then we know that God is taking us to a new place. He's doing something in us when we're challenged. And then finally, am I sincere? And this comes down to the question of our hearts. You know deep down whether or not you're being sincere. No one else can answer that for you. You know. I want to share with you just a scripture. It's in Luke chapter 18, starts at verse 10, and it says this. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. Now, I love this passage of scripture. And when I think about it, I think about a church where a Pharisee is standing right at the front and he's saying his prayer with big arms, like, God, thank you that I'm not like all these other people. And then I imagine that at just the back door, just kind of stepping into the door, is the tax collector who just steps in and just goes, God, here am I, a humble sinner. Would you have mercy on me? Just the difference between the Pharisee who's just all out there and the tax collector who just comes humbly. And to me, that's the God-honoring prayer. It's a sincere, humble heart that comes to God, recognizes who God is, recognizes himself as a sinner. And God would find that good quality prayer because it's sincere and it's God-honoring. And so today we can ask ourselves, is my prayer quality prayer?